Berkshire Vision Insight Magazine, Winter 2023. Supporting the visually impaired. www.berkshirevision.org.uk. Charity number 114-6413. Inside. On page 6, an interview with Bob Bristow. On page 9, fundraising update. Page 14, meet Dom. Page 16, working with a visual impairment, and so much more. And on the front cover is a picture of some of our members fishing on a lake.
CEO update. Following Reading Association for the Blind, or RABS, request to become part of Berkshire Vision, I'm pleased to say that the legal side of the process is now complete, and we have been able to welcome over 100 new members, bringing our overall membership to over 1,300, as well as former RAB volunteers and staff since the 1st of November. Consequently, this issue of Insight will include some introductions, including who is who on our combined staff team, meeting our new trustee, Bob Bristow, and a brief history of RAB. As we move rapidly into the festive season, I'm looking forward to seeing so many members, old and new, from all across Berkshire at the Christmas party in December. I'm grateful to blind artist Emma Major for creating this year's Berkshire Vision Christmas card, incorporating a figure with a white cane. A huge congratulations to member Daisy, who at 13 years old was recently a finalist in the BBC Berkshire Make a Difference Awards for her fantastic fundraising efforts for Berkshire Vision earlier in the year. It is the unwavering support of our members which drives the charity forward to ensure we can support every Berkshire resident living with sight loss who needs us. The photos on this page are of myself, Jane Vase and Bob Bristow standing outside Walford Hall, and of the Christmas card design by Emma Major.
Your Berkshire Vision team. Laura Mitchell, CEO. Jill, Head of Volunteering. Tracy Mallins, Finance Manager. The Sight Loss Support and Outreach team are Jenny Drake, West Berkshire. Di Feeney, Wokingham and Bracknell Forest. Helen Timperley, Slough. Dominique Matheson, Windsor and Maidenhead. Chris Cutts and Sarah Hutchins and Cara Jackson cover Reading. The activities team are Hannah Lennox, Activities Manager, Sammy Pierce, Activities Coordinator, Carol Barnfather, Children, Young People and Families Officer, Carl Petman, Remote Activities Officer, Joe Bowley, Activities Coordinator, and Claire Piercy, Activities Assistant. The resources and equipment team are Justine Schultz and Philip Dean. And the employability officer is Jenna Lynch. In volunteering, you have Rebecca Sherbird and Bev. And in marketing and fundraising, Claire Matthews, Marketing and Communications Officer, Elizabeth Bick, Grant Writer, and Matthew Thomas, Fundraiser. HR and Finance, Jodie Gurm, HR and Finance Officer, Rebecca Vanderkemp, Office Manager, and Helen Fitzpatrick, Finance Officer. And our drivers are Dion Hill, Annette Larder, Richard Crawford, Ron Turner, Nicola Kinsbury, and Peter Kenny. And you can reach all of us on 0118 987 2803. A brief history of the Reading Association for the Blind, RAB. Origins in the 19th century. The roots of Reading Association for the Blind, RAB, trace back over 130 years. It all began in the 19th century when a visually impaired man named Hugh Edward Walford established the first iteration of the charity. Walford's vision was to empower visually impaired individuals by creating employment opportunities for them. The organisation, known as the Blind Aid Society, trained visually impaired individuals and employed them as home workers. Their mission was to ensure that every visually impaired person in Reading could enjoy a decent standard of living and a stable income. As a result of their efforts, early 20th century press reports noticed that an indigent blind person was rarely seen in Reading. The Blind Aid Society relied on financial support from local residents and operated through the dedication of volunteers. A change in leadership and evolution. In 1912, Mary Gordon Burnett assumed the role of Honorary Secretary and Honorary Supervisor of the Home Workers Programme within the Reading Blind Aid Society. However, her untimely passing in 1925, coupled with Hugh Wolford's advancing age, made it challenging to continue the charity's mission without her leadership. Consequently, in 1926, the Reading Blind Aid Society was succeeded by the Reading Association for the Welfare of the Blind, which later became the Reading Association for the Blind, RAB, after its incorporation in 1997. Diverse support and activities. The Reading Association for the Welfare of the Blind offered various forms of support, such as teaching basket weaving, raffia, and cane work. Monthly social events and clubs were also organised to foster a sense of community, as well as outings to the seaside. Relocations and growth. Throughout its history, the association underwent several relocations. It started at Watlington House on Watlington Street, where a workshop in the garden's large hut was utilised. Later, the organisation moved to 64 King's Road, situated above Avery's, the scale makers. In 1938, the Reading Association for the Welfare of the Blind took over 49 Minster Street, renting it from Mr. G.E.B. Rogers, a solicitor. The location featured a shop for the sale of goods crafted by the visually impaired. The first floor rooms were used for knitting parties, while the second floor served as a space for basket work. Wolford Hall and lasting legacy. A pivotal moment in RAB's history occurred when land was acquired on Carey Street to construct Wolford Hall. The ambitious endeavour required substantial fundraising efforts. The construction of Wolford Hall was undertaken by C.F. Taylor's company. On March 1, 1969, the Mayor of Reading and Alderman Mrs. Edith Morris officially inaugurated Wolford Hall, marking a significant milestone in the organisation's journey. Enduring values. Although RAB underwent name changes and shifted its focus from homeworking and pensions to outreach, support and social activities, the core principle of supporting and enabling visually impaired individuals remains steadfast from 1893 to the present day. The legacy of Hugh Edward Wolford, Mary Gordon Burnett, and the tireless efforts of numerous individuals over the years have left an indelible mark on the Reading Association for the Blind, ensuring that it continues to serve the visually impaired community in Reading and beyond as it becomes part of Berkshire Vision. Bob and his bicycle wheel building business. An interview with Bob Bristow by Claire Matthews. Bob Bristow was born with retinitis pigmentosa, a genetic eye condition which affects the light-sensitive cells in the retina at the back of your eyes. It is a progressive condition which over time stops them from working. In Bob's case, it started as tunnel vision, but over the years it has left him with only a haze of grey, what he calls a grey pea super. Despite having very little sight, Bob leads a very full and busy life, excelling in engineering and being actively involved with the sight loss community in Reading. Bob moved to Reading with his family in 1955, and even though his eyesight was very poor, he attended several local schools. He did not have much assistance in the classroom. Once you finished school, an RNIB engineering course led to 10 years working at Gascoigne's in Reading, making dairy machinery. Bob was quite proficient in this field, working on a lathe with 8 different settings, making components with tolerances of 1/1000 of an inch, which he measured with a braille micrometer. Excited to tell me more, Bob showed me a micrometer he had recently acquired. It's a simple but effective piece of kit. He keeps it in his bike workshop, which I could not wait to see. While showing me his impressive workshop, Bob tells me that in 1982, he went on a course for bike mechanics, and it turned out he had a natural flair for building wheels. learning how to do it very quickly. It was this that led Bob to have his own wheel building and cycle repair business that he runs from this small workshop at his house. He has many regular customers, including bike shops, and his workshop is full of wheels, spokes and tyres. Bob keeps everything tidy and organised with a braille system, and much of his business is from recommended word of mouth. In the corner is his trusty tandem, which he does not ride as much as he used to, but he tells me he has conquered the big hill that his house sits on top of. As well as his bike business, Bob keeps himself busy in many other areas, making sure he is, in Bob's words, sticking his head above the parapet. Keen to be making a difference, he has worked for the rights and welfare of sight-impaired people since the early 1970s. He sits on Reading Borough Council's Access and Disabilities Working Group, ensuring that any changes to the town centre and surrounding areas take into consideration the needs of people with a visual impairment. He also sits on Reading's Talking News Committee and taught himself HTML so that he could create and manage a website for this service. Bob first got involved with Reading Association for the Blind, RAB, through their rambles. He is a keen rambler and likes to get out and about as much as he can with various walking groups. He was invited to be a RAB trustee in 2009 and has been RAB's passionate and committed chair since 2015. Following the merger, Bob has become a Berkshire Vision trustee, and we are looking forward to keeping him very busy. And there's a photo of Bob in his workshop. Write your will for free. Protect your loved ones and make a lasting impact. In partnership with Bequeathed, Berkshire Vision is thrilled to offer you the opportunity to create your will at no cost. Simply follow a few straightforward steps at www.bequeathed.org, which is bequeathed.org/Berkshire Vision. To ensure your wishes are legally and safely documented. Need guidance? Our large print guide to making a will is here to help. If you require additional assistance in preparing your will, our comprehensive large print guide will assist you in planning the distribution of your money, property, and possessions, ensuring your wishes are crystal clear. Leave a lasting impact. Support Berkshire Vision in your will. After taking care of your friends and family, consider the profound impact you can make by leaving a gift to Berkshire Vision in your will. A small act that carries immense significance, your legacy can contribute to the continued support of those with visual impairments. Learn more and get started today. Visit berkshirevision.org.uk/gifts-in-wills or call us on 0118 987 2803 to discover more about the lasting legacy you can create with Berkshire Vision. Secure your future, protect your loved ones and make a difference with Berkshire Vision. And there's a picture of a small girl wearing dark glasses laughing. Fundraising update. Hi, my name is Matthew and I am the new fundraiser at Berkshire Vision. I have over 5 years of fundraising experience and joined the team in the merger with RAB. I will be responsible for organising various fundraising campaigns and activities throughout the year, as well as supporting all your individual efforts. If you are interested in getting involved or have an idea how you would like to raise funds, please do get in touch and I would love to help. Thank you to volunteer fundraiser AFTAB, who secured a £2,000 donation from Home Bargains when they recently opened their new store in Reading. And on the page is a photo of AFTAB and driver Richard with a large cheque from Home Bargains. There is a picture of some cupcakes and underneath it reads, Bakeuary. This February, we will be launching our first big fundraising event of the year, Bakeuary. For the whole month, we will be asking you to get your baking hats on and sell your baked goods to support the work we do. You could put on a bake sale at work or at school, have a coffee morning with your friends, or fill all your family up with freshly baked desserts. The possibilities are endless. If you are interested in getting involved, please get in touch with Matthew, who can provide more support and information. And you can contact Matthew at matthew.thomas@berkshirevision.org.uk.
Social and sports activities. We are currently immersed in our autumn and winter programme, featuring a variety of indoor seasonal sports and social events. Among these, 10-pin bowling remains our most popular activity, requiring minimal physical fitness but offering increased social interaction and friendly competitiveness. Thanks to recent funding, we've introduced free rock climbing and dance sessions. Our dance sessions have flourished, encompassing three different styles: waltz, tango, and salsa. In October, we kicked off the blind football season and organised a mild but sunny fishing session. Staying indoors for warmth, we've planned two Christmas theatre trips and a Christmas carol concert. Additional trips are in the pipeline for the new year. Partnering with the Corn Exchange, we provide at-home craft packs tailored for individuals with sight loss. These packs include all necessary materials and accessible instructions for completion at home. We're in the final stages of organising Berkshire Vision's Christmas party at Wokingham Cricket Club, following the success of last year's event. The party brings